The air quality in Pittsburgh, the metro area, has worsened for both ozone and particulate pollution. This is a report just out, although it covers last few years. So let's sort through this. Joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline from Harrisburg, American Lung Association's Director of Environmental Health for Advocacy and Public Policy, Kevin Stewart. Welcome to KDK, Kevin.
Thanks very much, gentlemen. Good morning.
Is it true that we are like one of the worst in the country outside of California?
Oh, yes. In fact, outside of California, Allegheny County is the only county in the United States that recorded failing grades on all three measures of air pollution in our report.
Yeah, but what does that mean? I mean, what are we breathing that's so awful?
Well, there are two pollutants we're looking at. One is ozone smog. Ozone is a powerful respiratory irritant, and it can cause your lungs to close up if you have asthma. That's something that we're very concerned about. But then there's also fine particle pollution. In fact, the area ranks worse in the country for those measures than it does for ozone. Fine particle pollution is something that is a complex mixture of tiny microscopic bits of stuff that can include certainly soot, because sometimes it's called soot pollution, but it also involves air toxics and it can be agricultural dust. It can be all the kinds of things that go into the air that are emitted from power plants that then condense in certain reactions onto those particles. So we have that complex mixture. Well, anyway, when those particles get in the deepest parts of the lungs, some of them can even get into the bloodstream. And we know that people with heart disease are especially affected by this, because they can have heart pain, or they can even have heart attacks, and some people do die from it.
And this study is a three-year compilation of 2015, 16, and 17.
Is
there any hint that things may get any better when you do the next study?
Sure. We do understand this is a moving three-year average, and we use the most recent quality assured data that's available across the country. So the 2018 data probably will get double-checked and authorized for use back probably in August of this year. But you know, we know that 2018, for example, was a wet and rainier year. So we do expect that to have washed out some of the air pollution, we do recognize that there's this year-to-year variability. But the fact that 2015 through 2017 were the three hottest years in our nation's history is a reflection of one of the effects of climate change, and we're afraid that on a long-term basis, that trend is going to continue. So look for more hot years and more years like the ones we've experienced in this report.
All right, Kevin. Now, as an individual, I mean, come on. We're not going to stop breathing. We can't. We got to still
everyone
breathe.
Everyone who has lungs is at risk from air pollution. Yeah.
So what the heck are we supposed to do with this kind of information? Because as an individual, I can't change what manufacturing plants are putting in the air. I can't change what's coming from Ohio and blowing into the air. So what am I supposed to do with this other than be concerned? I mean, it seems like it's just scaring people when there's not a doggone thing they can do about it.
Well, I'll challenge you a little bit on the idea
about
there not being a doggone thing. I think it's very important to recognize that individuals do have things that they can do in their daily lives, certainly, to control air pollution that they emit. They can also become better informed about when air quality is likely to be bad, so that they can help protect their families from excess exposure, because you don't want to be out there doing a lot of strenuous work or exercise when the ozone levels are high on a particular high ozone day. So that's important. Or you don't want to be jogging in the morning when the particle pollution levels are high. So those are some things that you can do as far as your individual protection. But there's also things we want people to understand. Individuals collectively can affect public policy that affects air quality. And so one of the important parts of the report is that we tell people there are threats to how well we're cleaning up the air, a whole list of different things that are happening that will cause air pollution to get worse if we don't watch ourselves. And we want people to contact their elected officials, their people in various government administrations, to make sure that they know that air quality is important to them, because politicians do listen when the people do speak. And poll after poll show shows that there is overwhelming support for a clean environment in our country. And that's one of the things that we're encouraging people to take those kinds of actions, because we know that air quality is at risk.
And you can get more information. We have a link at kdkradio.com to lung.org/SOTA. Kevin Stewart with the American Lung Association in Harrisburg. Thank you for the time, Kevin.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's been a pleasure.